Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Yevamis, Perik Tes Vav, Mishnah Aleph. In a way, we finished Yevamis. Did we finish Yevamis? No, there's two more prakim. What we call the Yevamis type of Mishnayis. That Bez Hashem Yitzbarach we finished. Let's go weiter now. Again, the Sechtes Yevamis, Perik Tes Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Now, we've discussed this already, that the Chachamim were makel when it comes to an aguna. An aguna means a woman that is stuck and can't get married. How are they makel? If an eid echad, all over we need two eidas, but over here if an eid echad comes along and says the husband died, we allow it to get married. No one's going to come and say the husband died when he's not sure, because eventually if the husband's alive, he's going to be in trouble, he's going to look very, very silly. And Rachmana Litzlan, the damage that he can do. Imagine what he's going to feel like if the wife relied on him and got married, and then the first husband comes back. We also know, and this is part of the Takana, that the woman herself is going to do her best to investigate. Because there are some very, very serious repercussions, kenosais, if she winds up getting married to someone else and her husband is still alive, like we learned in previous Mishnahs. Zakta Mishnah. Once again, Mesechtes Yevamis, Perek Tesvav, Mishnah Aleph. Ha'isha shehalcha hi ubailo l'medina saya. The next two parakim basically deal with these types of halachas. A woman, she and her husband went to Medina Sayyam, a faraway place, literally on the other side of the ocean. Even though it's a faraway place, and l'chayr, it's hard for us to figure out what went on over there. So maybe she's more likely to lie because there's less of a chance to be able to catch her. But despite that, these halachas apply. Now, let's say Shalom Beinoy Lebeinah. As far as we know, they were not arguing with each other. They were living peacefully with each other. And Shalom Be'olam, there wasn't a time of war. The Taisus Yom Tov explains, it's not that we have to figure out, oh, were they living peacefully with each other? If we didn't hear that there's fighting, so we assume they're living peacefully with each other. And if we didn't hear about a war, we assume there's no war. Suddenly, Ubasa, she returns alone. The Amra, she says in front of the Beis Din, Mes Bali, my husband died in Medina Sayyam. So now, there was no fight between them. So I don't think it's down because she hates him, therefore she's trying to aster herself on him. There's no war. If there was a war, we would be scared that, you know, could be he was captured or something. And she says, look, he didn't come back for so long. Mistam, he was killed by robbers. Or she saw him wounded and she says, Mistam, he died. That's what we would be scared of. But in this case, there was no war. So if she didn't see that he died, we have no reason to think that somehow she didn't check into this. And therefore, Tinase, we give her the green light to get married, based on her aides, on what she says. Not only that, suppose she didn't have any children, or we don't know of any children, and he has a brother, and she comes back and says, Mes Bali, my husband died, b'medina sayam, tis yavim, the brothers may yavim her. Now, if the husband is really alive, then the yavim is over a terrible isra of eshes ach, of marrying his brother's wife, and also an eshes ish. But we still believe her, for the same reasons we said earlier. But again, that's only as much as we know there was peace between them. She has no reason to get even with him, so to speak. And there was peace on the world. But if Shalom Beinoy Lebeinoy, even though there was Shalom between the couple, but Ul-Mulchama Ba'olam, there was a Mulchama in the world. Mulchama could mean there was a war between countries. Mulchama could mean there were robbers there that used to attack people. So we're scared. We're scared she assumes her husband died. They didn't really die. Or, if Ketata Beinah Lebeinah, if they were not getting along, there was like a fight between them, even though there's Shalom Ba'olam, there's Shalom in the world. By the way, Ketata doesn't mean they had a little argument. Little arguments are normal. It doesn't mean they don't live peacefully afterwards. But it means they had such an argument, the Gemara says, that she actually came to Bez and attended that her husband divorced her, and then it turned out there was a lie. We're talking about a very big argument. But, in any one of these situations, either there's a war, or there's an argument amongst the husband and wife that we know about. They were not living peacefully with each other. Yibasav Rama, now she comes and says, Mes Bali, my husband died. Ein on amena, she's not believed. Rabbi Yehuda says, Li'ayla men in amenas. Even when there's shalom between them, and even when there's shalom in the world, unless we have circumstantial evidence. Li'ayla men in amenas, Li'ayla, she's not trusted. Ela im kain, unless, Basa, she comes, Boicha crying, Ubegadea Korean, and her clothes are ripped. Ah, looks like Taka, it's true that a tragedy happened, her husband died. We see she's Nebuch crying. Ayuvei, look at her clothes. Ayuvevalt. It looks like it's true. Amr Lai, so the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, Achazu ve'achazu. Whether she outright shows simonim of Avelos or not, Tina says she could get married. And basically, the Batanura explains, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, that she's going to open a Mishnayis and see what the halach is. In other words, she's smart. She'll say, oh, so only if you come crying and your clothes are ripped, so she'll come crying and I'll rip her clothes. So what are you going to say? Someone who's smart enough to do that is going to be able to get married. Someone who's not smart enough to do that won't be able to get married. No, say the Chacham. This is the din. We trust her under these circumstances. Achazu v'achazu tinasi. So quickly, chazing over our Mishnah, we have here a woman. She and her husband went l'medinas hayam. If it's shalom beinoy lebeinah, as far as we know, the couple is not fighting. And there's shalom in the world, and she comes, she says, mes bali, my husband died. Then she gets married. Meaning to say, we allow her to get married. Not only that, she comes and says, my husband died, and the husband has a brother, and she has no children. We say, tis yavim, we should be miyavim her. But even if, as far as we know, there was shalom in the couple, but there was a war going on in the world, or there were robbers that were known to roam around in that area, or even if there was shalom in the world, but the couple argued, then we can't believe her. In the case of the war, we're going to assume maybe he was captured. He's not coming back. She assumes he dies, but he really didn't. Maybe he was wounded in battle. She saw that. She assumes he died, but he didn't. And if there's a fight amongst themselves, maybe she's trying to manipulate things over here where she's going to become usher to her husband. That's why she can't be believed. But if there's shalom in the world, and if there's shalom amongst themselves, then she is believed. Rabbi Yehuda says she's not believed unless she comes crying and her clothes are ripped. But the Chachamim say, so a smart woman will know how to act, and someone who's not smart won't know how to act? No. Either way, Tinase, she is believed.